Well, folks, the time is upon us for the biggest night in anime, the Crunchyroll Anime Awards, are just minutes away. And although we're doing things a little bit differently this year, we're still going to bring you all the fun and excitement that this show is known for. And we even have our celebrity video wall to join in with us tonight. Hey, there's the esteemed Katsuki Nikiforov power couple staying up super late with us in St. Petersburg tonight. We've got the cast of Burn the Witch up late in London. Check out the Azoken girls here with us from their studio. Oh, and we've got Lauren Edamame checking in from their undisclosed location. Very nice book, gentlemen. We've got all the stars here. The cast of Jujutsu Kaisen, Dorohedoro, the God of High School. Everyone's getting ready for anime's biggest night, and it's all just moments away. We want to give a special thank you to the guys in Given for performing during our pre-show festivities. Now it's time for us to get ready for the big show here tonight. We'll catch you later in the post-show and enjoy the 2021 Crunchyroll Anime Awards, everybody!
1 hour later.
What the hell was that?
Welcome, listeners, to Podcast ONA. That sure was an anime awards, I guess. I am your host, not a VTuber, thank God, and joining me as always are Andy.
Man, I literally just watched that, and I think I've completely forgotten everything that happened in it.
Jet.
Oh, wait, what? What happened?
And Duelist.
Yeah, literally, that presentation was so lifeless that I almost did fall asleep.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so, if you can tell by our not-so-enthusiastic demeanor, the Anime Awards happened, and...
they were... kind of a wet fart.
They tried asterisk.
I genuinely do believe they tried doing the best they could with the circumstance they were given. I don't want to shit on them for trying to make this event happen during the pandemic. But oh my god, this was dull.
There had to be a better way. I mean, obviously there were many better ways, but...
like, you could have even just taken, like, a fucking green screen or something, or done, like, I don't know.
It was a far cry from last year, where they made a mission statement to piss off everyone.
Okay, one thing I will say right off the bat, it was not as bad as last year.
See, where Angela was boring, it was dull.
Here's the thing. Last year was bad because they screwed up so hard with their presentation and certain individuals. This year, apathy.
Complete apathy. I can definitely say they did not do anything like upsetting.
I feel like that the fact that there was nothing upsetting kind of made it feel way more hollow.
Again, there was much they could have done that they did not.
This was a show that was done and over with in an hour flat.
Like, the fact that it was an hour long, it's like, man, you, like, look, I understand you want to get it quick, but it's like, really? You couldn't have even given it, like, another 15, 30 minutes to just breathe?
Yeah.
Like, I guess they really want to be in and out, but, like, really? Fuck an hour.
I guess. There were some lessons learned from last year, though. They didn't speedrun any categories. There was no stupid music video.
I appreciate that.
We didn't see a live Twitch chat on screen.
Oh, God.
And there was no horrible industry icon honor.
Wow, I cannot believe they got shamed out of the industry award.
I mean, That is kind of a double-edged sword, because I don't think the idea itself was bad. It was just, like, you shouldn't have given it to Jordan Wada.
And even more so, it's a level of, like, God. Okay, you know what it was? Like, last year, it was, like, almost insulting that they could not be real. Now it's just kind of disappointing that they can't be real. But you are right. It was better. They did not speedrun categories. They did not just have winners announced with, like, no breathing room. There was no fucking stupid music video, no Twitch chat. Like, you're right. That's all better. But, like, the fact that they literally fucked up the fucking industry icon thing so bad that they just didn't do it is kind of amazing. But also, like, really? Fucking... Really? Okay.
Because I got reminded that when the first time they did it, they gave it to Chris Sabin, and it's like, you know what? Yeah, like, those are the kind of people you should be giving those awards to.
And I think the second year, it was the president of Bones, I believe?
Yes.
Which is also like, yeah, sure. Like,
cool. Valid. Mm-hmm. Sure. And then George.
Yeah, and this brings me to the lessons not learned from last year. There was no industry icon as a whole, because I guess, whatever. There was still too much of a marketable presentation with friggin' Tim Lu turning into a VTuber with friggin' mascot, which is...
I think you could do that for like a section or two and it would have been fine, but the fact that was your
like
whole...
a very strange allocation of resources.
Like, the fact that your one gimmick was your whole show was like, oh, that's weird. Like, Tim's nice, he's cool, but, like, really?
Yeah, and worst of all, to me at least, I guess he didn't get my message in time because there was still no memoriam segment. Because I'm just guessing... Taking a minute to remember Tatsufumi Ito, Brad Venable, Kirby Moro, and Zach Birchie would have been just not marketable enough for these people.
Like, it literally, like, to me, when they didn't even bother to acknowledge the fucking tragedy and, like, the people lost during the KyoAni fire because they didn't want to kill the vibe, that was the moment I realized, no, yeah, this is a fucking commercial, and they don't want to change that. And that's... disappointing. I'm not going into this with anger. Hell, I was actually kind of okay with a number of these winners, but I don't think, like, the Anime Awards, it's not bad in premise and execution, it's just...
It's not bad in premise, it is bad in execution.
You know what? That's... yeah. It is.
I wouldn't even call it necessarily bad, because to be bad, you have to try.
To their credit, they did try the first two years. They did genuinely try to treat it like a very serious thing the first 2 years. But when that didn't work out, it just kind of became more of like a weird internet meme thing, and...
it's a gigantic popularity contest.
I think to their credit, like, I think the year, like, they had Christina V hosting it, like, I actually thought, like, that format wasn't bad. But, this was weird. I think they did do their best, but it's just like, eh.
Yeah. Just gotta go for that widespread marketability by partnering up with some TikTok people and the shill taste, the trash taste podcast folks.
Yeah.
I almost wish I had watched their stream in case it had been even somewhat more entertaining.
Was it?
Yeah, that is the one other thing about the last stream I will actually kind of complain about, because it felt kind of like cringy. And when they did the Anime of the Year announcement, how they had like all those like YouTubers reacting, that was like,
Adam, why? Did you
I was like, did you really need to include that?
It was.
I know you work for them, Adam, but come on.
It. I think there was an attempt, but God, it fucking bombed.
Oh, Lordy Lou. So...
I mean, but hey, I mean, they got viewers, and I mean, I guess they got to announce some of their new shows, so I guess that was a win for them.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, that's fine, but it's like, the fact that when it hits that point where it's like, man, the announcements were more interesting than the show, it's like, that's
bad.
Yeah, that's lame.
It really did feel lifeless without having anyone there to bounce off of. There was no Arcada, no Jeff, no anyone.
It almost felt kind of dystopian when the entire audience was just like a bunch of scattered like Hime models. Like, it almost felt poetic in a weird dystopian way.
Oh, Lordy Lou.
Like everybody else in that fake VTuber audience was just a Hime.
God.
Like, it feels like it feels like you created symbolism without meaning to, and that's hilarious. All right, well, let's actually talk about some of these.
Okay, I have taken notes on everything in order, so, you know, we can go through all this. And once again, Crunchyroll has decided to completely shuffle around the order of their awards, because they just, fuck it, whatever, who cares?
Yeah, kind of fuck it, whatever, who cares?
So we're going to start with Best Character Design. Now, what I'm going to do for this time around is I am going to list off the past winners of this award. Just because, well, if anyone wants to treat this like an actual award show, it may as well be us.
Cool.
God knows nobody else will.
Might as well.
All right, so past winners of character design include, in 2019, Takahiro Kishida for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Golden Wind, and in 2020, Satoshi Iwataki for Dororo. Now, for 2021, the nominees are Best Character Design: Genichi-chan and Yusuke Yoshigaki, BNA, Brand New Animal; Sashi Kudo and Miho Tanino, Tower of God; Maika Ito and Airo Aida, Toilet Bound Chronicles; Naoyuki Asano and Sumito Uwara, Keep Your Hands Off Azuken; Rumiko Takahashi and Yoshito Hishinuma, Yashihime, Princess Half Demon; Yoshiyuki Sadamoto and Hirotaka Kato, Great Pretender.
Let me see. Character design. I voted for Great Pretender.
Jet, hang on, fuck, where did I put that?
Andrew, you voted for Hanako-kun.
Okay, cool, thank you. Can you post that document too in the chat, please? Thanks.
I evidently voted for Great Pretender.
And I went for Yashihime because it was the only one it was nominated for. May as well throw it a bone. And the winner is Mayuka Ito for Toilet Bound Hanako-kun.
Cool.
Yeah, no, cool, sure. I like I said, it looks very, the designs are very nice. It's very much like the manga itself, and I think that's pretty cool. Like, it's also like, this was the only area I really would have voted for Hanako-kun of what was nominated, so I was like, you know what, I'll throw it a bone. Good for Hanako to win something. Yeah,
cool. All right, next award up here is Best Animation. This always gets everyone riled up. Past winners include, in 2017, Yuri on Ice, MAPPA; 2018, My Hero Academia Season 2, Bones; 2019, Violet Evergarden, Kyoto Animation; and 2020, Mob Psycho 102, Bones.
Man, I there are people that are still mad about Yuri on Ice like 5 years later.
Yep, and they can suck it. All right, and now for Best Animation. Beastars, Studio Orange. Great Pretender, Wit Studio. Jujutsu Kaisen, MAPPA. Keep Your Hands Off Azel, Science Soccer. Princess Connect, Redive, Side Games Pictures. The God of High School, MAPPA.
I still think it's bullshit that there's two different MAPPA things in some of these categories. Like, that sucks. Anyways, I gave it to Beastars because Studio Orange is like a goddamn, like, fucking masterclass of the things they do, and Beastars look gorgeous.
Yeah, I actually went with you two guys. I believe I said if I were being objective, it would have went to God of High School, but I wasn't going to give that the satisfaction, so I had to go for the other things I'll go barking.
I voted for Keep Your Hands Off Isaacin because I have to think it has some fantastic and unique animation.
Mm-hmm. I also went with Azelkin because what he said. And the winner is Keep Your Hands Off Azelkin, Cyan Saru.
Yeah. No complaints there. Yeah, that's deserving.
Yeah, it's deserving. I'm generally surprised that it won, but I cannot complain.
Yeah, no, kind of same.
Yeah, very good. All right. Now we're going to come to, Andrew, your favorite, Best Fight Scene.
Oh, God, this one fucking sucks so much shit.
All right, past winners include, in 2020, Tanjiro and Nezuko versus Rui from Demon Slayer. So, yeah, that's the only one I can really pull up here.
Relatively new category. Yeah,
it's a new category.
Ugh. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I can't hide my contempt.
Anyway. Best fight scene. Urkuli versus Dark God Vecta. Sword Art Online. Alicization. War of the Underworld. Part 2. Brawler vs. Master, Akudama Drive. Deku vs. Overhaul, My Hero Academia, Season 4. Jin Mori vs. Hondo A, The God of High School. Jin Mori vs. Shigel Tate, The God of High School. Satoru Gojo vs. Ryomen Sukuna, Jujutsu Kaisen.
So when I made my vote, I did it because it was the only place that Akudama Drive was being repped. But now that I've actually seen the fight in question, yeah, no, holy shit, that's a fucking good-ass fucking fight. It fucking deserved it. And it deserved my vote.
Yeah, it was a good fight.
Well, I went with Deku and Overhaul because, as I mentioned before, this means nothing. It's a glorified MTV movie award.
I actually went with that Sword Art fight because it's a decent fight. And I didn't want to vote for My Hero. And, well, I just straight up don't think I had seen that Akudama Drive one yet. And I forget what the other one was.
The other one was fucking irrelevant.
All right, and the winner is Deku versus Overhaul, and I laughed.
Fine.
I will accept this award on their behalf, and I would like to thank all you salty bitches from the first 2 years of this show for being salty, because without you, all of this was still entirely possible. Thank you very much. Good night.
I'm just salty because I feel like this literally didn't even come out this year, but it technically did, so I'll allow it, but it's like, whatever.
Yeah. Oh. Now we're going to get to Best Couple. An award so good they've only done it twice. Past winners include in 2017, Yuri and Victor from Yuri on Ice, and in 2020, Kaguya and Miyuki from Kaguya-sama Love is War.
Wow, I can't believe people got so pissed at Yuri and Victor winning that they literally just removed this category for a few years.
Yeah, because let me just pull up the nominees from that year just to show the contention going on here. It was them. It was Luluko and Noah from Space Patrol Luluko. Yeah, okay. Katsuhiro and Sonozaki from Kiznaiver. Sure.
I don't even remember
and
them.
And Satoru and Kaya from Erased. You tell me who the best pick is.
No, yeah, 100%.
Literally by a country mile. Like, okay, I imagine people probably wanted to be Erased, but it's like, that's not even an actual couple, so like...
Oh, God, yeah, no, like, Yuri and Victor's a country mile. Like, no arguments there. Anyways... So what are we working with here?
Best Couple. Katarina Clace and Maria Campbell. My Next Life as a Villainess. Chizuru Mitsuhara and Kazuya Kimishita. Rent a Girlfriend. Kaguya Shimomiya and Miyuki Shirogane. Kaguya-sama, Love is War? Kotoko Iwanaga and Kuro Sakuragawa, Inspector. Lego Shi and Haru, Beastars. Nasa and Tsukasa Yusaki, Tonikawa, Over the Moon for You.
Yeah, I went for Lego Shi and Haru because, like, they're, like, they're a cool couple.
Legoshi and Haru would probably have... Out of everybody here, Legoshi and Haru would have the best sex.
Okay.
That's
I'm supposed to debate that.
There's no debating. Okay, you know I'm right.
Okay, I mean, to their credit, they did try. It just didn't really pan out that first time.
Maybe they'll have better luck this season.
It happens to the best of us, okay?
Well, I voted Nasa and Tsukasa from Tonikawa. You know, the married couple that's not potentially got problematic things actually going on in their... Well, that's not to speak of everyone in this category, but they were the... legit best actual couple, in my opinion. They're freaking married. And, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and I just went with Katarina and Maria because I am swearing on my stack of given manga right here. I will get my vengeance for how bad you screwed us over last year. And the winner is... Nasa and Tsukasa from Tonikawa.
I'll take it.
I'm also not upset.
Alex, I know you're gonna do the whole thing where it's like, oh god, it's the heteros things, they're fine, whatever. No, they literally needed to fucking have somebody beat Rent a Girlfriend. I'm okay with Nasa and Tsukasa.
It's like they beat Rent a Girlfriend, and hey, I mean, they are like actual married couples, so you know what? Like, sure, fine.
I'll take it.
I'm honestly surprised that they did win, but I'm not at all complaining.
That's where I'm at. I'm surprised, but I'm not upset. I'll take it.
And yeah, Rent a Girlfriend. No.
Just no.
Just no.
I still remember that quote.
Yeah.
Oh, lordy loo.
As much as I enjoyed Rent a Girlfriend for what it was, that the couple.
No.
No.
Okay, next award here is Best VA Performance Japanese. Past winners include in 2019, Mamoru Miyano as Kotaro in Zombieland Saga, and in 2020, Yuichi Nakamura as Bruno Bucciarati from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Golden Wind. And this time around, we have the following. Best VA Performance, Japanese. Megumi Ogata as Hanako, with a sound Hanako tune. Mutsubi Tamura as Sayaka Kanamori, Keep Your Hands Off Aizouken. Riho Sugiyama as Minari Koda, Wait, Listen to Me. Yuichi Nakamura as Satoru Gojo, Jujutsu Kaisen. Yusuke Kobayashi as Natsuki Subaru, ReZero, Season 2. Yusuke Onoki as Daisuke Kanbe, The Millionaire Detective, Balance Unlimited.
I went for Ogata because, like, I really dug her in Hanako-kun. I kind of dug how unsettling her Hanako was a lot of the time, but it'll also be really funny. So.
I went with Mutsumi Tamura as Kanamori in Aizouken because she brought so much life, snark, and personality to the greatest goddamn project producer you could ever ask for.
Well, I went with old Yusuke Onoki here because, yes, I say Kanbe is a thirst trap, and I'm into that.
A lot of good picks here, but I ultimately think that, I voted for Minari Koda in Wave Listen to Me because that performance is 99% was performance based, and I still feel like not nearly enough people actually watched that anime that season, but it's a very good vocal performance, and I encourage people to watch it if they haven't.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess we were all wrong this time.
Yeah, this was like one of only like maybe two categories we all had different picks, and we were all wrong because, of course, it went to Yusuke Kobayashi for his role as the ultimate isekai fuckboy Subaru.
Okay, at this point, he's not even like the worst.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with his performance.
I don't have a problem with this. Like, admittedly, I've been only really familiar with ReZero for, like, to them now, because that's how I just binged it. But, yeah, I mean, from what I've heard, the Japanese performance is fine. I believe he's done a really good job, so you know what? Good on him.
Sure, whatever.
My problem isn't with him, it's just his character that sucks.
I think it's a fine performance, I just think it's a bit boring. I think it's a boring winner. That's what I'll say.
Yeah. I will say it was neat that they had, like, a thank you video.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It's almost like they knew ahead of time.
Alright, anyways.
Anyways. Now we're going to go to the other side of the spectrum of language. Best VA performance. English. Past winners of this award include, well, of only two, we have Chris Sabat as All Might from My Hero Academia Season 3 in 2019, and Billy Kamets as Naofumi from Rising of Shield Hero in 2020.
Yeah,
2021 is so, like, you could have picked any one of his other roles from that year.
They literally had to fucking omit Promare, despite the fact that it was one of the biggest fucking movies that year, same with Super Broly, but, like, not everybody could get a chance to see movies then. It's like, fuck off with that bullshit. That's still bullshit. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah. Best VA Performance, English. Aaron Phillips as Laurent Thierry, Great Pretender. Anaris Quinones as Echidna, ReZero, Season 2. Crispin Freeman as the Usidra, Fate Grand Order, Babylonia. Johnny Young Bosch as Bam, Tower of God. Jonas Scott as Legoshi, Beastars. Zeno Robinson as Hawks, My Hero Academia, Season 4.
Yeah, I went with Jonah because, I mean, I really dug his Legoshi, and I mean, as an anime, hey, I mean, he almost took the furry crown away from Ben Diskin for a reason.
I gave this to Zeno not only just for the fact that he was good as Hawks, but for the fact that he really was one of the actors that basically, like, exploded in the year of 2020 for good reason. I felt he deserved it.
Yeah, I feel like I would. Yeah, I feel like I personally would have voted for him if it was like something else. But I hadn't seen much of him in My Hero, so I felt kind of weird giving it to him.
I ended up voting for Aaron Phillips just because I really liked his performance in Great Pretender.
Yeah,
I mean, again, there's a lot of good picks here.
Yeah, and I also went with Zena Robinson as Hawks because, as we mentioned before, show stealer, absolute show stealer.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner is Zena Robinson as Hawks.
And you know what? Like, that is awesome.
This is probably like the only big category everybody was happy with.
I'm happy about.
I don't think.
For a very unfortunately loose difference, very loose definition of everyone, because unfortunately, you know,
racism.
It's anime fit.
Those people can fuck off. Those people can fuck off.
On the other hand, I'm going to applaud Zeno for taking his fucking platform and just straight up saying, I'd like to dedicate this moment, this award, this achievement. Sorry, I'm watching this to make sure. To all my actors of color out there, anime fans of color out there, black actors and black anime fans who have carried this medium on their back. Motherfucker took his shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he took his shot. Like, watch his acceptance speech. It's actually, it's fantastic.
That man is a class act. I'm really glad he won.
Like, yeah. Nothing but respect. By the way,
these voice actor categories specifically shone a light on the low effort that was put into the clips and such that I feel were chosen for a lot of these categories.
Yeah.
Because some of them, like, you barely even hear these characters talk, or they get cut off mid-sentence.
I mean, personally, I was just, like, generally surprised they even bothered to include for the dub category because, you know, it's Crunchyroll. My expectations were really low. I was generally expecting them to just skip over it entirely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's just, I feel like if you're going to do something, don't half-ass it, but I mean, you know, maybe that's expecting too much.
Yeah, so, just a touch.
But like, yeah, for a lot of these categories, the clips were not greatly chosen, and then if somebody won, they played like maybe a 2-second extended clip that was the exact same as their nomination clip, and it's just like
Crunchyroll and dubs.
They are both better, but also are worse at the same time, if that makes sense.
Hey, remember, we only currently know 2 actors in the Spider dub. Thanks, Crunchyroll.
Anyways, I think only know 2 actors in the dub of fucking Magical Senpai, and that's been out for like a year at this point.
Oh, lovely. All right. And now we took a little bit of a break between awards to talk about some upcoming shows for Crunchyroll. Coming in the spring is Odd Taxi, and it looks stylish.
Yeah, I mean, that was a very odd trailer.
They got Natsuki Hanae as a character, and
I mean, it looks cool. It was definitely better cut than the other trailers they had to show off, I'll say that.
I honestly thought it was going into some kind of a music video when they first put it on.
You're bracing.
Well, this seems interesting. And okay, it's a trip. Well, I don't know if I could be blamed for hoping for anything because of the dryness of it all.
It's fair.
Fair. Anyways.
Like, I almost missed that terrible rap video from last year.
I don't.
Look, I get the point you're making it, but also at the same time, like, I don't think my asshole could clench as hard as it did as when that fucking video played last year. Like, I felt it was going to, like, collide on itself and create a singularity.
All right. Well, we also got to look at a show coming soon to Crunchyroll. I don't think we got a time frame for this one.
This one's in April.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is for spring. Then why didn't they say so?
I don't know.
It was announced like a couple of weeks ago, and yeah, that was confirmed for spring. So,
We're still in the middle of the winter season, guys. Come on, we're still in the middle of enjoying egg time.
Oh God, I've been so busy today that I haven't even watched the new Egg Time. Shit.
Anyway, yeah, we also got a look at Joron, the Princess of Snow and Blood, coming in the spring. It looks cool.
I don't know. I don't think either of these shows appeal to me, nor do I honestly believe I'm going to watch them.
We know you're waiting for Fena.
Yeah. All right. Now it's time for some more awards, and we're going to go with Best Girl here, because as anime fans, we're weird like this.
Yeah, sure. Okay. What we got?
All right. Past winners of this award are Rem from ReZero in 2017.
Unsurprising.
Uranaka from My Hero Academia in 2018.
Unsurprising.
Mai Sakurajima from Bunny Girl Senpai in 2019.
Motherfucker, why was that never dubbed?
And Wrath Talia from Shield Hero in 2020.
Oh, yeah, that did happen, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. She didn't know anything wrong.
She's not wrong. She's not bad. She was just born into slavery like that.
I was going to say, just because you're correct doesn't mean you're right, but that is a little mean. That is
you're not wrong, but you're not right.
Anyways, what the fuck are we got? Anyways. What are we talking about?
Best Girl. Abigail Jones, Great Pretender. Katarina Clace, My Next Life as a Villainess. Chizuru Mizuhara, Rent the Girlfriend. Kaguya Shibamiya, Kaguya-sama, Love is Wars. Noi, Dorohedoro. Sayaka Tanamori, Keep Your Hands Off Asian.
Yeah, I went with Noi because, it's Noi.
Look at her.
Look at her. All two, she's really nice. So.
I went with my girl, Abby Jones, who is fucking amazing, and she will give you the finger, and it will... Okay, I need to rephrase that. Anyways, Abby. I voted Abby.
I threw a vote to Sayaka Kanamori from Aizken, because I feel like all these girls are great in like different-ish ways, honestly. Yeah. It was not a fair category.
I also went with Noi from Dorohedoro because I too am a man of culture. Thank you very much.
Where's Toru Honda?
Maybe next year.
There are so many of these, like, man, you could have done like I don't know.
Yeah.
You can only pick so many, but whatever.
Yeah, and the winner is... Kaguya.
I feel like literally if it wasn't so sad, I might be less irritated, but it's like... You had so many other good...
You had so many other strong choices! And I like Kaguya too, but like... Really?
Daddy, don't always.
Okay, that was all right. That was good.
All right. Now we come to Best Boy. Past winners include Yuri Katsuki from Yuri on Ice in 2017. Todoroki from My Hero Academia in 2018. Deku from My Hero Academia in 2019. And Tanjiro from Demon Slayer in 2020.
Yeah.
All right. And now for 2021, we have Best Boy. Anos Voldigode, the Misfit of Demon King Academy. Kaimen, Torohiyoro. Kun Agero Agnes, Tower of God. Legoshi, Beastars. Satoru Gojo, Jujutsu Kaisen. Shoyo Hinata, Haikyuu, To the Top.
There was a bunch of pretty good ones in this. For me, it was between either Legoshi and Haru. No, wait, sorry. I almost said Legoshi and Haru. No, okay. Legoshi and Kaimen. Sorry, I'm a little bit tired. It's been a long day. It was between Legoshi and Kaimen, and I went with Kaimen for my own personal pick.
Yeah, I ended up going with Legoshi. Like, Legoshi is a good boy.
Like Andrew, I was tossing between Kaimen and Legoshi, and I'll go with Kaimen.
And I too went with Legoshi because Legoshi's a good boy. And the winner is Hinata from Haikyuu. Okay, that's cool.
I'm actually not upset by this. I was kind of surprised.
I'm not upset. Hinata's a good boy.
I also just assumed he had no fucking chance. So I'm kind of impressed.
I think a lot more people actually watched that than I feel like.
It's also worth remembering. I feel like another thing that's kind of going unsaid that's worth remembering. 70-30. 70 judge, 30 fan vote.
Yeah.
The judge vote is more heavily weighted this time. And that's something that also should maybe be considered in this particular instance. Haikyuu did hit Netflix this year.
But it's also just like, I don't know, I feel like if it was at least 50-50, that would sound at least a little more fair to me. I don't know, that's just me.
I don't know, I feel like 60-40 might be like...
We can argue about numbers all night, but we really can't.
Fair.
Yeah.
All right, next up here we have Best Director. Past winners include 2019, Masaki Yuasa for Devil Man Crybaby, and Tetsuro Araki and Masashi Koizuka for Attack on Titan in 2020.
Wait. Like, the final season? Oh, wait.
Season 3.
Oh, season 3. I zoned out for a second. I forgot we were talking about past winners. Okay.
But it was pretty much hard to vote for anyone but you also for this.
Let's just go through the nominees. It's a pleasantry.
Okay.
Best Director. Hiro Kaburagi, Great Pretender. Mamoru Hatakeyama, Kaguya-sama, Love is War. Masaki Yuasa, Keep Your Hands Off Aizu. Sung-Hoo Park, Jujutsu Kaisen. Takashi Sano, Tower of God. Yuzuru Tachikawa, Decadence.
I'm sorry I jumped the gun there. I thought you said them already. I'm tired.
We're all tired.
All right.
Anyway, I've been for Yuasa because I mean, like, Anakin was amazingly directed. I really loved a lot of the imagination sequences. It was a really obvious pick.
I think Azakin's pretty decent series, but you could tell that Yuasa, like, elevated it to greatness. So I had to give it to him.
What those two said, plus I see you, Asa. I tend to vote for you, Asa.
Well, so. I was the odd one out. I thought they were going to be cutesy and give it to someone else. So I went with Yuzu Hachikawa because Decadent, as I mentioned, is weird, and I like weird. But of course, the winner is, as expected, Masaki Yuasa. Well deserved.
Good for you, sir. Good for you. I hope you're enjoying
it. Yeah, I appreciate he had an actual acceptance speech. That was nice.
Yeah, no. Like, you know what? That was nice. Good for him.
All right. He wins it one more time. It gets named after him. That's the rule. That's not really the rule. That's just a joke.
That would be nice. I don't think he's going to be doing anything big for a while.
I mean, he's got one more movie coming out, but
all right,
movies.
Yeah, movies. Okay, now we come to best score. Let's see. Past winners of this award include Kevin Pagan from Made in the Abyss in 2018. And Maki for Carolyn Tuesday in 2020. They skipped a year.
That's weird, but all right, whatever.
All right, and for this, our nominees are Best Score, Elisa Okehizama, The God of High School. Kensuke Ushio, Japan Sinks 2020. Kevin Pankin, Tower of God. Uru Taichi, Keep Your Hands Off Asia Kid. Toru Kozaki, Beastars. Yutaka Yamada, Great Pretender.
Yeah, I had to go for Great Pretender.
All went for Great Pretender.
The fucking Great Pretender score is so fucking good, I had to give it to Great Pretender.
Seemed like the front runner for it, and the winner is Kevin Pankin for Tower of God.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, okay, I mean, in fairness, I mean, it's Kevin Pankin, I mean.
Sure, but, like, if you're into ambient lo-fi orchestral stuff, that's fine, but...
It seems
pound
like
for pound.
Like Kevin Pankin does good
stuff. It's not his best work, but
I mean, sure.
Give me that jazz.
Sure, whatever. I'm not upset. It's just like, whatever.
Yeah, it's just like it's like, you know what, sure.
Next up here, we have Best Opening Sequence.
Oh, this is the one that everybody's always satisfied with and never upset or pissed off about.
All right, past winners include History Maker from Yuri on Ice in 2017, Peace Sign from My Hero Academia in 2018, Kiss of Death from Darling in the Franxx in 2019, and 99.9 from Mob Psycho 102 in 2020.
All right.
And this year we have Best Opening Sequence. Daddy, Daddy, Do by Masayuki Suzuki, Kaguya-sama, Love is War. Easy Breezy by Kelmico, Keep Your Hands Off Azuki. GP by Yutaka Yamada, Great Pretender. Kai Kai Kitan by Eve, Jujutsu Kaisen. Phoenix by Burnout Syndrome, Haikyuu, To the Top. Wild Side by Ali, Beastars.
There was a lot of good There's a lot of good ones in here that actually was really hard for me to pick. I think I just did like a this was one of those I could have picked like any one of these on a different day, but the one I opted for was Kaguya Season 2's Daddy Daddy Do.
I felt like I was kind of cheating putting it there, voting for it because it was technically a 2019 song, but Wild Side is objectively amazing and like it's a great song, so I couldn't not vote for it.
I also took a walk on the Wild Side because that song is great and also the visual.
Well, y'all know I'm in the camp of Easy Breezy because it combines rockabilly, ska, rap, slide guitar with great minimalist visuals. It's just, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah. Mm. And the winner is Wild Side from Beastars.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a good pick. If I have any one complaint, it's that they didn't show the right part of that song. It should have been one of the goats in Howard, like, going hog wild.
Yeah, this was another one of those categories where they were spectacularly bad about that.
Yeah. Okay. Now we come to the other side of the coin, best ending sequence. Past winners include You Only Live Once from Eerie on Ice in, yes, 2017. Ishikan Communication from Mr. Kobayashi's Dragon Maid in 2018. Akatsuki no Requiem from Attack on Titan in 2019. And Chikato Chika Chika from Kaguya-sama in 2020.
Right, yeah, okay.
All right, and this time around we have Best Ending Sequence. DDDD by No Name, Dorohedoro. Last Dance by Mamoru Miyano, Inspector. Lost in Paradise by Ali, featuring Aklo, Jujutsu Kaisen. Night Running by Shin Sakura, featuring Aimee, DNA, Brand New Animal. The Great Pretender by Freddie Mercury, Great Pretender. Welcome, My Friend by Okamoto's, Million Detective Balance Unlimited.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, Great Pretender is Great Pretender. That's a great song. The cat visuals are nice, but frankly, this was Lost in Paradise's award to lose.
Yeah, no, like, I can't even fight it. I can't fight my desires. I don't care if it's popular. I don't care if it's boring. Fucking Lost in Paradise is infectiously just good. Like, yeah, I it couldn't have been anything else other than Lost in Paradise for me.
I rather enjoyed the Night Running song and visuals from Brand New Animal. That's not to say that I don't know. I almost felt like it would have been cheating to vote for the Great Pretender.
Yeah, fair.
I also went with Lost in Paradise as well, but I do have one particular nitpick for Mr. Tim Liu. Why in the hell did you say No Name by DDDD?
Yeah.
This was pre-recorded. That shouldn't have slipped through the edit.
Oh, that really shouldn't have slipped through the edit. Boy, that's...
Yeah. Anyway, the winner is, of course, Lost in Paradise, because it slaps, son. It slaps!
Yeah. It is good.
It's fucking good. I really just need to watch more of Jujutsu Kaisen in general.
Yeah, that entire first score is done now, so, like, they get that to catch up.
All right. And now for some more intermission stuff. I believe this is where we got a bit of a section with the voice cat, the VAs for Subaru and Amelia from ReZero. Is that right?
Was it?
I zoned out,
and everybody was telling me they just casually dropped a big spoiler during that.
I zoned out because I haven't started season 2 yet.
Wasn't even paying attention to it.
But so, I saw people who were watching that, like, yo, did they just drop a very casual, like, season 2 bombshell in that?
I feel like they may have, but I don't even remember what it was.
Man.
So maybe that's for the best.
So boring that, like, you forget if they spoiled you. That's funny.
Yeah. We also got another trailer. Zombieland Saga Revenge is going to be on Crunchyroll in the spring season, and the dub will be on Funimation.
I have no snark about this. More Zombieland Saga is a very good thing. I'm excited to see more of these zombie girls. I'm excited for Lily to continue to scare off the TERFs. Fucking give Yugiri her fucking moment, you cowards.
Yes, please do that.
Yeah,
I think the director or whoever there claimed they were going like even more hardcore on this season, which sounds great. I would have loved to hear to understand the extent of what he was saying, but they were missing a chunk of subtitles for part of what he was saying.
Oof. Oh, good.
So, you know. Fun.
Yeah. All right. Next up here, we have Best Fantasy. Past winners, or rather the past winner of this is The Promised Neverland in 2020.
Okay.
And that's the only time it's ever going to win that award. Yeah.
I would say, and it was for the wrong season, but then, man, I have so many bad feelings about season 2.
There's a lot. There's not enough time in the night.
No, anyway, let's get to this year's nominees. We have Best Fantasy. Ascendance of a Bookworm, Season 2. Ajadu Animation Works. Decadence, Nut. Dorohedoro, Mappa. Dragon Quest, The Adventure of Dai, Toei Animation. ReZero, Season 2, White Fox. Tower of God, Telecom Animation Film.
My exact logic was, like, I really would have voted for Dai, but, like, instead of the Bookworm, it's a really good low-key fantasy. So
I gave it to Decadence because that was one of those shows I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna be able to vote this anywhere else. Decadence.
I think Alex and I may have both given this to Dragon Quest because correct me if I'm wrong, this was the only place it was nominated.
Yeah,
that is sad.
Yeah.
And I feel like that show kind of gets not enough love in general for whatever reason.
It deserves better treatment. Don't want to put it on Toonami, you fucking cowards.
Do you think Toei, please. Yeah, Toei, please. Please dub it.
Yeah.
Need somebody to dub.
Anyway, the winner is, oh, shock of all shocks, it's ReZero.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I'm not upset. Like, credit words to ReZero, actually does have a pretty good fantasy world, especially by these kind of standards. When I was burning through season 1, I was actually surprised at how interesting the lore was. Like, usually light novel lore puts me to sleep, so.
It's fine, but it's a sequel, and that's kind of boring.
We know. Okay. Next up here, Best Comedy. They continue to not understand how this award is supposed to work. All right. Yeah. Past winners of this award are Haven't You Heard? I'm Sakamoto in 2017, Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid in 2018, and Kaguya Sama Love Is War in 2020. All right. And this year we have Best Comedy. Kaguya Sama Love Is War, A1 Pictures. Takushi Goto, Ajidu Animation Works. Keep Your Hands Off Ace Camp, Science Sobbing. My Next Life as a Villainess, Silver Wing. Sleepy Princess in the Demon Castle, Dogakobo. The Misfit of Demon King Academy, Silver Wing.
Yeah, I still do not understand why it's a kid was put here. I don't.
Boy, I don't either.
Yeah. Admittedly, the clips they show were comedic, but that's, you know...
That's still weird. Anyways, this was the only place I could show Kakushi Goto the love it deserves, so I voted Kakushi Goto.
Yeah, I went for Sleepy Princess. That was my favorite comic from last year.
I voted Kaguya-sama because it rather makes me laugh.
And I went with Villainous because I enjoy it when isekai shows are a little more snarky and able to take the piss out of the whole isekai concept. If only you gave this to Konosuba when it mattered the most, but whatever. Anyway, the winner of this one was Kaguya-sama again.
Again?
Yep.
Honestly, if I had remembered that it had already won, I might have voted.
Yeah, so I'll say this. Kaguya-sama is hilarious. I love it. It's a wonderful, fantastic show. Voting a sequel is boring, and the fact that it won twice in a row makes that suck extra.
Yeah.
Yep.
At least we theoretically would have to worry about it for this year, but who knows?
You never know. You never know. Now we come to Best Drama. Past winners include Erased in 2017, Ancient Magus Bride in 2018, and Vinland Saga in 2020.
Okay.
This time around, we have the following. Best Drama. Beastars, Studio Orange. Fruits Basket, Season 2, TMS Entertainment. Great Pretender, Wit Studio. Japan Sinks 2020, Science Saga. Sing Yesterday for Me, Dogakobo. Somali and the Forest Spirit, State Light and Hornets.
So I'd like to preface this. I'd like to preface this and say I have spent these past two categories saying yes, sequels won, they were good and did what they were good at, but that's really boring. I think it's really boring to vote for sequels and try and want them to win. Anyways, I voted for Fruits Basket Season 2 because Fruits Basket Season 2 is fucking amazing, stupendous, and goddammit, it deserved a fucking win.
Yeah, pretty much everything Andrew said. Like, so I said, like, Season 1 was really good, but Season 2 was, like, it was on a whole other level. Like, everything was consistently fantastic.
While I don't disagree with those at all, and I liked a lot of the other ones, this is pretty good. I had to give it to Japan Sinks because that moved me fairly decently.
Okay. And I went with Great Pretender because it's good. It's a good show. Ending wonkiness aside, it's still a pretty good show. And the winner for this one is Fruits Basket Season 2.
I feel like I fucking... Good for you. I jinxed this.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was generally surprised it won.
I'm really surprised it won. I also feel like I fucking jinxed this because it's like, man, no. Voting for sequels is boring, but fuck it, I really want Fruits Basket to win this. And I fucking jinxed it to happening. Holy shit. I'm impressed. Good on you, Fruits Basket. Final season's gonna hurt.
Oh boy. Alright. Next award here is Best Protagonist. Now, past winners of this award, Deku from My Hero Academia in 2017. Deku from My Hero Academia in 2018. Sure. Rimuru Tempest from Slime Time in 2019. And Shunkyu Ishigami from Dr. Stone in 2020. And this time around, we have the following. Best Protagonist. Annos Voldigo, the misfit of Demon King Academy. Katarina Clips, my next life as a villainess. Midori Asakusa, keep your hands off Azul King. Natsume, decadent. Shoyo Hinata, Haikyuu to the top. Yuji Itadori, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, I had to go for Midori from Inukin on this one. I really liked her energy. She gave off like the perfect vibe of like a kind of crazy, chaotic director, and she was a lot of fun.
Fucking Katarina is a disaster bisexual bitch, and I love her, and she is a precious fucking moron, and goddammit, she deserves the world and her harem that she doesn't know she has.
You know, they say the same thing about me, minus the harem, but whatever. The two of us, though, we went with Natsume because,
I'm sorry, I thought you had something prepared.
I thought I did, too.
Well, as much as I have iffy thoughts on Decadence in general, and honestly still need to finish it, she was a standout character to me, potentially overlooked because of some of the other aspects of the show. I feel like somebody was trying to argue that she's not the actual protagonist.
I mean, honestly, I would still say that it's kind of, but not even kind of true, basically.
But, you know, Decadence was not in a ridiculous amount of categories, if I recall.
Yeah. And the winner is Katarina Clays from My Next Life as a Villainess. Good for you, you disastrous bitch.
I cannot fucking believe it. As soon as I saw this, I'm like, wait, actually?
Yeah, that was my reaction too.
Like, holy shit.
Sometimes they throw you a curveball.
Yeah, this is like, I feel like of all the actual like winners we got during this, this was the one I was the most like, holy shit, this fucking rules.
I don't have anything against the villainous show for what that's worth. I just didn't feel like voting for it in a lot of these categories.
I mean, that's fair.
Okay. All right. Next up here, we have Best Antagonist. Past winners include Gaki Yashiro from Erased in 2017, Stain from My Hero Academia in 2018. I can still hear the salt flowing. All for One from My Hero Academia in 2019, and Isabelle from The Promised Neverland in 2020. And this year we have Best Antagonist. Akito Soma, Fruits Basket, Season 2. Echidna, ReZero, Season 2. And Dorohedoro. Overhaul, My Hero Academia, Season 4. Rachel, Tower of God. Ryomen Sukuna, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Akito Soma makes my goddamn fucking skin crawl in almost every single goddamn scene. It is bone chilling, it is uncomfortable, it is some of like the most like insane shit. I couldn't not give it to Akito. Like, this was the season of Akito.
Yeah, pretty much everything Andrew said.
Yeah, loathing.
Yeah. Well, I went with N because this was just like a throw a dart, see where it lands kind of vote for me. And the winner is, to the surprise of probably no one, Ryomen Sukuna from Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, sure.
Honestly, I was slightly surprised, but at the same time, I didn't think that was a big chance. Yes, I know. I guess it was just because, like, I expected Jujutsu to sweep, like, way more than it actually did, so when it, like, actually won, I think it was like, oh, right, yeah, Jujutsu's here.
And before we get to the final award, there were a couple more things to go over, namely, most importantly, obviously, we had to have another sponsor spot of that mobile game that somehow got an award nomination here.
Sure. I mean, it's for somebody.
Yeah. There was also a clip of Soma Spider So What during the show, and I thought that was going to lead to something, but it
was just
didn't. It was just a random commercial. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. We also got two more trailers for shows coming in the spring. The first one being, I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level.
That one looks fun. That one looks cute. I think I will enjoy it.
Yeah.
God, there's so many of these. It's actually kind of insane how many of these there are that, like, every time, like, Seven Seas has announced a new one during their whole month of announcements, it's like, they are literally interchangeable at this point. It is legitimately maddening.
You say it looks fun. I say it looks depressing because it's the story of an office worker who dies on the job and gets isekai'd and spends her time killing Dragon Quest slimes. There is nothing more tedious in the world than that.
I like her fluffy hat. I like her hat. I think it's a fun hat.
Anyway, we also had another trailer for a show coming in the spring, and a trailer that I thought was bad.
That was a trailer for
Tokyo Revengers.
That was a good get, but man, that was a really bad trailer.
Yeah, I think it was like a world premiere trailer too, but Jesus Christ, yeah.
Like the music was bad, like
there was no dialogue.
Yeah, the no dialogue thing was like really bad. It was
why? This seems like a really interesting premise with a really interesting show that people are really excited about. How do you make it look that boring?
Yeah, it's like I don't know how you would make something like that look that boring, but
I'm kind of impressed. I think I'm probably going to really enjoy it, and I think it's going to be a big hit when it comes out. And I think that's a really good get for Crunchyroll. Boy, that's a bad trailer, though. Holy shit.
Yeah. All right. And before we go to the final award, we had a message from, I don't know if I got it right. Was this the director of the Demon Slayer anime or a producer or?
I think it was a producer.
Producer, okay.
Why actually?
Because they had to mention that the movie's still going to come to theaters over here sometime in the future.
Sure, Jan.
Also, I think it was because like they were like accepting the award from last year.
I guess, but it's like, whatever.
Yeah. Just rip the Band-Aid off any time, Funimation. Just get it over with.
Look.
Give us the disappointment.
We know we're going to be disappointed, and that's going to happen. Just deal.
Anyway, now this comes to our final award of the year. Anime of the year. Past winners of this award include Yuri on Ice in 2017, which was also, by the way, the only time they had 9 nominations in that category. I'm just saying.
That was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. We had Made in Abyss win in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Devilman Crybaby in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And Demon Slayer in 2020. And this year, we had for Anime of the Year the following. Anime of the Year. Apare Ranma, PA Works. Beastars, Studio Orange. Dorohedoro, MAPPA. Great Pretender, Wit Studio. Jujutsu Kaisen, MAPPA. Keep Your Hands Off Azelkin, Science Saru.
Always vote the dark horse, Apare Ranman.
I would, but like honestly, like Azekin was in like several ways very easily my favorite show from last year. It feels kind of weird giving it to what was technically one of the first things I saw in 2020, but Azekin was really amazing. Everything from the direction to like the visuals, the voice acting, it was all really. It was just a really wonderful show.
Look, don't feel bad. Like, A Place Further Than the Universe was like fucking best anime of 2018, and that was like literally one of the first animes of that year. And
I guess it's that feeling of that. It feels really weird to like something you saw at the beginning of the year was like, yeah, this is the best thing I've seen this year.
I'm also just gonna flat out fucking say that like at this point, I think I don't want to jinx it, but Christ, it is the one. It is, like, Wonder Egg is the one to keep an eye out for.
Uh-huh.
Well, I voted Great Pretender because it was potentially the most enjoyable anime that I saw from last year, in my opinion.
I also went with Azelkin, but I will say this was a pretty good selection. I wish there were more, but, you know, whatever. And going through this list, it is a pretty tight list. I mean, we have Apare Ranman, one of the best original projects to come out of the year. Great project from PA Works. We have Beastars, which is just, I don't think anyone expected it to do as well as it did, especially considering it was stuck in Netflix jail, but it managed to pull out of there and just
basically take the world by storm.
Yeah, it's just really, really good stuff. We have Dorohedoro, which is just a really good, gritty kind of mid to late 2000s seinen retro flashback kind of thing. I don't know if I'm making sense, but it's late, so, you know, who cares? Then there's Great Pretender, which is absolutely wild across the board. It's fun. Jujutsu Kaisen is poised to be the next big show. Hopefully, if manga sales continue to go well, it'll do well for Jump going forward because they need a new big hit. Then there's Keep Your Hands Off Azelkin, a bona fide love letter to the process of animation from both a seasoned veteran and in the eyes of young creators. It's just fantastic across the board. And the winner of Anime of the Year for the 2021 Crunchyroll Anime Awards is... Oh, what a shock. It went to the new hotness.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I sincerely laughed when I saw that. This ended up being so fucking predictable.
I mean, honestly, it's like, honestly, I wasn't upset because, like, again, I really expected DD2 to, like, sweep. So the fact that I only won two things the entire night was like, you know,
three,
what, like,
three, actually.
Like, sure. Yeah.
Three out of the however fucking many. I think it was like seven or eight.
Yeah. So here are the big winners of the whole show. Jujutsu Kaisen, of course, had three. ReZero, My Hero Academia, Eizouken, and Kaguya had two. Of all the shows, Eizouken, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Great Pretender had the most nominations with 10. And Great Pretender won fucking dick all.
Great Pretender and Dorohedoro got fucking snubbed. There was a lot of winners where I was like, okay, sure, whatever. Nothing upset me. Nothing angered me. I guess, like, I wasn't even, like, shocked or upset. I was just kind of like, yeah. Indifferent.
Indifference and apathy.
Wow. Yep. Wow. Suddenly I'm thinking ahead to, like, what the 2021 awards will look like, and I realize there's a very good chance that, like, for half of the anime of the year list will just be shonen.
I don't even know. But this entire
priority, you're our only hope.
God, Wonder Egg. Like, it's too early to call anything, but God, fucking, I don't know. This was just so vapid. It was so... Oh, I'm about to say something.
Here's the thing. To me, this show kind of feels like Crunchyroll's entire process with these awards all wrapped into one. It's very singular focused and insular with its approach. This is a show that's supposed to be a sort of all-encompassing celebration of the medium, but they don't really go that far with their scope. Again, 2017, there were 9 contenders for the top award. Every year after that, 6. We get like 120 shows a year. Sure, not all of them are going to be good. There's a good 20 to 25% that stand out every single year. And of that 20 to 25%, at least half of them are sitting there at the top. How can you cut that in half and consider that your all-encompassing top choices for an entire calendar year?
So, the anime awards are the Marvel movies of award show.
I mean, at least Marvel movies have a good payoff.
Do they, Alex?
Yes.
Yes, they do. I mean, Marvel movies are at least well constructed.
I say that in the grounds that this feels like this is not, you are not getting a movie, but you are getting like a product or like a series. Like, this felt like you are not getting an award show, you are getting a product in advertisement. And I understand that, like, a lot of award shows are very much products and advertisements, but they're not always so fucking transparent about it. This one feels... Ugh.
Yeah. And again, you really kind of have to wonder what things are going to look like next year, especially considering, again, Crunchyroll is going to be under new management.
Like, I think I don't think the anime awards are going to stop because they're owned by Sony. I don't even think it's going to change that much. But
I feel like at best you might see the categories look like slightly more balanced in some areas. Like
maybe
they won't clearly snub Funimation stuff.
God, yeah, no. This is the one where it's like, God, it really showed you were fucking snubbing Funimation and pushing your stuff.
Like, yeah.
This was about as transparent as it's ever been, and it was kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
And I'd make a joke about how they're snubbing Sentai things, but...
Let's just leave that at the door.
Just like they fucking left that Baki dub.
More about that in the next episode. Okay, so we learned nothing, we gained nothing. It was certainly an hour that we're probably going to forget about in like 5 minutes.
I very vaguely remember anything that actually happened in the show. Like, every section with fucking Tim and the fucking Hime VTuber thing, I've completely forgotten every single segment. I don't know what was said. I just remember it was awkward, it was weird, and I think there was a banana, and that's all I got. I know they tried to do something cute and different, but God, it didn't. It just did not work. And, like, I'm not angry. I'm just... blech.
Apathetic.
Yep.
That's the word of the day, apathy.
Yeah.
Better luck next time, guys!
Yeah, anyway, it's late, so I'm gonna wrap up.
Yes, all right. It's been a very long night. I don't think we need any more final words, because... God knows this show didn't give any final words. So thank you all for listening to this special awards show edition of Podcast ONA. We hope we'll come back next time for a more proper show with actual news items to talk about. So until then, fuck it, who cares? Good night.
Bleh.
Good night.
Have an evening.
That's my pause, and now I'm going to list them off here. Actually, hold on. Let me pull up the ANN list, because I don't want to give away the winner first.
I was going to say, yeah, no, pulling that up might be a good thing, just so you can do it properly and all that.
Yeah, let me pull it up here. Nominees, come on, Crunchyroll, give it to me. Here they are. Okay. Load. I'm going to try and get this done by midnight here. If ANN decides to load for me, there it is. Okay, here we go. Character design, character design. All right. For best character design, we have Janice-chan, Yusuke Yoshigaki, BNA, Brand New Animal, Masashi Kudo, Miho Tanino, Tower of God, Mayuki Ito, Iro Ida, Toilet Bound Hanako-kun, Naoyuki Asano, Keep Your Hands Off Aisoken, Rumiko Takahashi, Nojito Ishinuma, Yashimi Princess Half Demon, and Yoshiyuki Sanamoto and Hiro Takakato, Great Pretender.
Okay.
Somebody talk, please.
Oh, I didn't know what you were doing. I didn't know what you were doing.
Okay, I mean, I thought we were just going to talk when you say who the actual winner
I thought
is.
That's kind of also what I thought
you were. We have to list off who we voted for as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's the tradition.
Alex, I'm going to be real with you. I need that document.
It's in the first document.
Yeah, it is? Yes. Shit, okay.
Well, this time around, we have... It's getting warm in here. Where is it? God. Okay, here we go. Katarina Clace, Maria Campbell from My Next Life as a Villainess. Chizuru Mizuhara and Kazuya Kinoshita from It's a Girlfriend. Kaguya and Miyuki from Kaguya-sama Love is War again.
Wait, they were nominated when they won last... Oh, God, yeah, that sucks.
That is actually really good.
Yeah.
Like, if they won, come on! Okay.
We have Kotoko Inagawa and Kuro Sakuragawa from Inspector. Legoshi and Haru from Beastars. And Nasa and Tsukasa Yuzaki from Tonikawa Over the Moon for You.